The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, there are times that we're so desperately wanting to see, wanting to know our own futures. If we are on a path or a journey, we want to know exactly where we're headed. Give us courage to keep moving forward, even if we don't know where we're going to end up. Give us courage, knowing that you accompany us on this unknown adventure. Amen. Our chapel speaker for this morning is Michonne Weeks. She is an assistant professor of art, and you should go see her art. You'll be, it's amazing. So Michonne is going to speak to us this morning, and...
Good morning. Our reading for today is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going. Abraham and Sarah, the patriarch and matriarch of the Israelites, set out not knowing where they were going. I love this verse in the Bible. I think, frankly, because I often don't know where I'm going. I teach my art students here at St. Olaf that artists must set out not knowing where they're going. That's because art is a process of discovery through making. In other words, the idea is formed while the artist is painting or drawing or sculpting, and not before. My experience through life has been that I often think I know where I'm going, even when I don't. And I first learned this in the sixth grade in gym class. The setting was 1973 at Washburn Elementary School in Washburn, Iowa. And we were working on the president's physical fitness test. Some of you may remember that test. Do you remember it? Yeah. Each student competes in a series of events: the mile run, the shuttle run, sit-ups, the standing long jump. Boys did pull-ups or chin-ups, and girls did the flexed arm hang. Each student, in order to achieve the award, they had to meet a high standard in each one of the events. And I loved this unit in gym class because it was something that I was good at. And I also really liked getting the little patches, and they were red, white, and blue, and they said President's Physical Fitness Award. It was super fun. I loved this in gym. On this day in gym class, I was in line, and I was waiting for my turn to do the flexed arm hang. And the flexed arm hang, if you don't know what it is, for girls, you would just pull up to the bar, and then you would have to keep your chin up above the bar as long as you could. And I liked this event. I was confident with this event because it was something I knew I could meet the standard. And it wasn't because I was strong. I wasn't really very strong, but in sixth grade, I was really small and really lightweight, but also I was very determined. And that was the main thing with that event. So when I was in line, and when I got to the front of the line, I was pretty confident, and I said to the gym teacher, please let me know when I meet the goal time, because I knew I could get it. And he said, okay. So I grabbed the bar and pulled my chin up, and the gym teacher started his stopwatch, and I'm hanging on the bar, you know, with my chin up like this. And after a while, I look his way, and he said to me, keep going, you're doing fine. So I hang on a little longer, and then I look at him again, and he said, keep going, you're almost there. So I'm still hanging on longer. I look at him again, and he says, keep going, you can do it. Now it's getting hard. And I'm like, oh, this is longer than I imagined. It's taking a long time, and it seems longer than before. And, you know, I look to him again in desperation, and he says, dig deep, you can do it. So I just hang on, and now my arms start to shake. You've done the flexed arm hang, some of you. Your arms start to shake, and my chin starts shaking, and my legs start shaking, my whole body shaking. I'm just hanging on because I want to get that patch. And eventually I just fall off and land on the gym floor, and I get up, and I look at the gym teacher, and he said, "Congratulations, you just set a new school record." He said, "You hung on there over twice as long as you needed to meet the standard." A new school record. I didn't even know there was a school record in the flexed arm hang, or that I could make a record. I don't think I'd ever made a record before. And it was really exciting. It was a surprise to me. And on our gym wall, there was a record board. I don't think I'd ever even looked at it, because it was all so surprising. And it said Washburn Elementary President's Physical Fitness Test, and then it said flexed arm hang, and my name was added, flexed arm hang record holder, Michonne Schaefer. Now I'm the flexed arm hang champion of Washburn Elementary School. It was really, really exciting. on that day in gym class, I set out not knowing where I was going. The gym teacher had a goal for me, and he helped me achieve that goal. I like to think back on this story every now and then when my path seems unclear and when I feel anxious about the future. The story gives me confidence in the surprises and also the faithfulness of God. It reminds me that when the path is long and I'm just barely hanging on, and I can barely hang on any longer, God is there saying, "Hang on, you're almost there, you can do it." The story also reminds me that I might land in a surprising place, a place that I didn't anticipate at all. Today, the gospel message for you is that it's okay if you're unsure about the future. It's okay if the path ahead is unclear and you don't know where you're going. God has called you to set out not knowing where you are going. Amen. I'd like to close with a prayer from our worship book. Please join me. Oh God, you've called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith as we go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And now may our God of grace and mercy and love be with you on journeys known and unknown. Amen.